later in life. Fred eschewed politics, and even much public discussion of political issues for most of his career. A registered Republican, his family knew him as a holder of very progressive and inclusive views on social issues, but for the most part, he kept these views in the family and avoided engagement in almost any kind of politics, local, national, or organizational. The only exception was his support for his good friend H. John Heintz III when Heintz ran for the U.S. House and, later, the Senate from Pennsylvania. But even that endorsement was staged in the background rather than in a highly public way. Unlike high school and Dartmouth, where Fred was a bit of a loner, he had a lot of friends at Rollins. As Joanne recalls, he was one of the most popular students on campus. Fred was deeply wounded when one of those friends decided that it offended his sense of ethics to socialize with people who came from a background of privilege and wealth. He dropped Fred, which, to Joanne's annoyance, further worried Fred about his family's money. "Of course, that all passed over," says Joanne, "but it hurt Fred so badly because he really, really liked this young man. But he had another friend who was a roommate that he liked very much, and they remained friends over the years, so he had a lot of good friends in college." One of Fred and Joanne's best friends at Rollins was the singer John Reardon, who went to New York after graduation. Reardon became famous as one of the leading baritones of his time, singing with the New York Metropolitan Opera from 1965 to 1977. And making many appearances on television, including on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Another lasting friendship Fred forged at Rollins was with his French teacher, Baroness von Beaucoup, known colloquially at the college as the Baroness. She had come to the United States as a refugee during World War II and taken a teaching position at Rollins, and she was also the director of a French center on campus, La Maison Provençale. Fred minored in French, and he and the Baroness would hold all their conversations in French. According to Joanne, she had been married to a Dutch baron. She was a wonderful French teacher because she wanted things exactly right. Fred was a wonderful student, and he did all sorts of things for her because she admired him. Most importantly, Baroness von Beaucoup pushed Fred in other ways than his language studies. She encouraged Rogers to pursue excellence, to set high standards for himself, and she urged Fred to get into the theater and gain experience as a performer. "She encouraged me to do stuff on the stage," recalled Fred years later in an interview. "I had never done anything on the stage, but she forced me in these little French productions. I don't think I ever wanted to be on the stage. I'd much rather be doing things in the background." As Joanne got to know von Beaucoup better, she developed a more jaundiced opinion of the Baroness and viewed her as something of a social climber. Joanne suggested that von Beaucoup may have found the Rogers family wealth attractive. "She was one of the most snobbish people that I have ever known. I never felt that she liked me, and I didn't care for her much. She particularly liked Fred's company," Joanne said, "because Fred came from an upper middle class, more elite family, so he appealed to the snobbish side." That appeal eventually led to a long trip to Europe that Fred made with the Baroness to hone his skills as a speaker and writer of French. According to Joanne's recollection, von Beaucoup said, "I want to take you to Europe, and we're not going to speak any English." Joanne remembers it was the summer after Fred's first year at Rollins that he and von Beaucoup took their trip together. "They visited friends of hers in Paris, in Brussels, and in Amsterdam, I believe, all over Europe." "He had to listen to her friends to speak to them and socialize," says Joanne. "During that time, he really did become very fluent, and she was a taskmaster. The mouth must be a certain way and the sounds must be exact to the point where he was very, very good."